Hello, my friends. Jacob is here one more time. Thank you for pressing the play button, for spending a little time with me, because this is probably going to be one of the most terrifying shows that I have delved into in a long time. In fact, since 2020, but it seems that scary past has been brought to the surface with everything that's going on right now with general intelligence, general artificial intelligence, artificial general intelligence, AI, whatever you want to call it. It seems that there is a force that is in charge right now, and it is not looking so pretty. It's not looking so pretty for a bunch of things. One thing that it's not looking so good for is the economy, because I have a strong feeling that we're going to be seeing some kind of a new currency. An EGOD, if you will. That's right, that's Doge spelled backwards. An EGOD, an electronic currency. An artificial intelligent god, if you will. And it seems that the Olympics was telling this story in their closing ceremonies. But this show's not just about the closing ceremonies of the Olympics. No, it's about a story that has gone viral right now, about a young lady who was a mover and shaker in Silicon Valley. She started an app called Tinker, and she was very highly respected, very intelligent, and she went on a retreat and lost it. It's been shared quite a bit. Jay Anderson shared it, and it's been viewed millions and millions of times. There you see their post, Project Unity. I don't know who they are, but it's a big channel on X. And, well, she passed away. She called all of her family members, and she, you know, some people said that she went a little nuts and she died. But really, the thing that was pushing her madness over the edge, if she really was mad, or if there was some other foul play involved, which you're going to find out, is there's more to this story than what you think. But this lady said that the matrix that we're in it, that is all a thought experiment, that it's a game, which is ironic because I've been talking about the matrix quite a bit lately. You know, in the Bible, the word matrix is actually there. It means womb. I don't remember it being there. I think it's a Mandela effect, but it means womb. So there is something to be said about this story. And there's a reason why right now it is being showcased. I did a video about this on October 20th of 2020. And I connected it to a technology that Aaron was actually scared about, very frightened about. It's terrifying, in fact. Why I think it needs to be discussed right now is because of what I just saw at the Olympics. Because it seems that the story that's being played is one of being ruled by some kind of artificial intelligent god that has come down from the clouds.
Just like Tom Cruise did at the Olympics, where he descended upon the crowd, just like he was in the movie Mission Impossible itself. The irony here is that the movie Mission Impossible, the last one called Dead Reckoning that he was in, was actually about an artificial intelligence who tries to become God called the Entity and wants to rule the world. That's a coinky-dinky-doo.
Here you'll see this is just the picture everybody is talking about, but all of these little blue men in suits, well, what they did was They formed like a human chain, and they lifted up this character who looked very much like something out of the internet, something spooky. And they lifted him up, and it reminded me of an art piece that I used many years ago, where everyone was climbing on top of each other to get to, you know, an ATM. It's about basically worshiping money, filthy manna, as scripture calls it. But what I also found interesting about the closing ceremonies, before we get into the Valenti story, is the fact that Phoenix performed, the band. They performed at the closing ceremonies in Paris of 2024, and the band actually brought out Vampire Weekend's Ezra Koenig on stage. And this is something, because it was actually 9/11 from the time that the Economist magazine cover came out with, you know, the Phoenix and the death of the old currency and the start of something new. Get ready for the world currency, the Economist magazine says. And if you look at the little fleur-de-lis on the Phoenix's head, you can see that that is actually, that's from France. That's from France. That's their, like, their coat of arms. Their coat of arms, or we'll say the heritage of the French herald is a fleur-de-lis, a trident, which is on top of that. So you have 9/11 coded in to this story. I find it interesting. I find it interesting that it seems that everything right now is not exactly what we thought it would be. And that's why the fact that Aaron Valenti's story is coming out right now, and the fact that there is technology that I was talking about in 2020, talking about how it would be available to control people wirelessly, remotely, to be able to influence people through artificial intelligence. Watch this. Hello, my friends. Jacob is here once again. Thank you for pressing play and for spending some time with me talking about something that is a little bit concerning, possibly frightening, but so darn cool. I've talked about simulation theory many times on the channel. The information over the last couple of years, it's only got stranger, and it's only got more complex. This is going to be one of those programs that's going to get you to go, It's going to get you to look at your life maybe a little bit differently. And it's going to, if anything, get you to understand that you are more than you know. That's right. So, are we living in a gigantic simulation that many, 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 many physicists and neuroscientists and the astronomers and people with the big brains, a lot of these people, they say that it's a possibility. But is it true? Well, there is a new theory out there by a very smart cat that says that we actually live in a neural network. That's right. Imagine that the world and everything and the universe and everything is like a gigantic computer brain or a simulation of a brain in artificial intelligent neural network that we are living in, this man says. But that's not just what this program is about. It's not about getting you to think maybe there's more to the simulation theory and all this stuff than we thought. No. This program is going to point out some technology that is just, it's like, people would say it's like magic or the force. That's what the CEO of this one company calls it. Yeah, being able to hack our bodies by the signals of the brain, the ones and zeros, all those electrical impulses. That's right, people. This technology that some say could be used for mind control. We may be living in the Matrix after all. And one tech CEO found dead. Yeah, found dead. She was going on this retreat, and after basically saying things like, hey, brain interface technology is a little spooky. She's found dead. Aaron Valenti's her name. So,
this world that we think we're in? Is it more? Is it a simulation? Is it, like this physicist says, a neural network? Hey, people, now, first of all, this show shouldn't do anything to, it shouldn't hurt your faith, okay, at all. If anything, it should embolden you to believe that you're more, okay? Because if we live in some kind of gigantic neural network that this physics professor from Minnesota Duluth named Vitaly Venturin, as he attempts to reframe reality in a very eye-opening way, he suggests that we live in a massive neural network that governs everything. In other words, he wrote in a paper, it's a possibility, a great possibility, that the entire universe and its most fundamental level is a neural network. Now, how does he go to prove this? Well, by not being able to disprove it, because if you can basically use a neural network and you can't take something in reality and mimic it in a neural network, then it can't be a neural network. But if everything, which is what they're doing in a big way,
what if instead we took the electrical activity of the brain directly, not the movements of your muscles, but we decode that electrical activity and use that to directly control devices? So we're taking biological neurons, sending that into a deep network, and decoding your intention.
We know on the show I've talked a lot about the big brain people like Elon Musk and Stephen Hawking and all of them that have basically proposed ideas that we live in a simulation, that Musk says, what's a billionth chance of a possibility that we're in base reality. And you have people like Medal of Science winner and advisor to President Obama, James Gates, quantum theorist, you know, the guy who takes mathematical equations and he basically reduces everything to a single computer code, where he then tells everybody, Neil deGrasse Tyson and others on a panel, he says, well, I'm forced to believe that we live in a simulation. There's a lot of evidence that everything around you could be a simulation. You wouldn't know the difference because everything is, as the Matrix says, right? It's all stimulus. So we could be somewhere else, like Hawking said on his last paper, the one that was published post-mortem after he passed away. You see, here's the thing, is you have these two things in science, quantum theory and general relativity, and these two things that they say, you know, mathematically, they do explain things, but the problem is they're very different. Right? You got quantum theory that has a lot to do with the observer, and has to do with, you know, strange action at a distance, particles not behaving the way you'd think until you actually observe them, and then so somehow we're part of the creation process, quantum theory, which doesn't make a lot of sense. But then you have general relativity, which sort of makes sense, all the big stuff, the planets and everything else, and this is where you get gravitational waves and you understand space-time and forever. But these two sciences, they're hard to put together, unless of course we're in the Matrix. So Vitaly's suggestion that we're in a neural network, you know, a lot of people are like, I don't know, I'm not ready to embrace that yet. But, you know, I'd like to tell people that it doesn't, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't bother me, because I believe in intelligent design. I believe that there is a God. I believe that this God created everything. So if anything, it just should encourage you to understand that, yeah, maybe. And if it's an AI, right, that created all this and then just plugged us into it, like we left reality and were placed into this dimension, which this guy says is a neural network, it's like an artificial intelligent brain, it's very strange. But got a lot of people with a lot of money that are working on this stuff. You know, they've been trying to take mankind, you know, the soul of man, and place it in a machine. You already see VR and everything else. But, you know, there's a problem with it, is that it's still very much tactile, and that's a little slow. So you got people like this guy.
What we've done is virtualized a hand, the full continuous motions of the hand. the dynamics of the hand. Give it back and forth, obviously. I have each individual finger is active. If I can decode all the actions of the hand, again, I can decode what the hand would otherwise be doing when it's moving a mouse or a joystick or the throttle of an airplane.
Thomas Reardon, who invented, like, Internet Explorer, is good buddies with Gates. He has this big, you know, group called Control Labs. And you know what they're doing? They're doing some stuff that is, like, sci-fi scary. Like, Black Mirror hasn't even touched on this, and he's already doing it. Yeah, he hacked. He hacked, basically, a human being. And so at the same exact time that the human is going like this with his hand, they can recreate it somewhere else. But see, the problem with this is once you can, without putting in those plugs into your brain, like Elon Musk is doing with Neuralink, we know that that's the big thing, is we're going to be hooked up to AI. That's the future. Well, this guy at Control Labs, he doesn't need to plug anything into your brain. This is non-invasive. This is non-invasive. It's basically just... It's hacking your the signals that basically get you to talk, to get you to think. It's basically hacking you. Strange. And it makes sense if this is a simulation and we're in some kind of avatar body and we are more than we've been told. Now, this is where it gets cool, because the Bible teaches this. It says that we're seated in heavenly places. We're already there. Hawking said in his paper that we exist as information on the horizon of a black hole, and as if we're projected into reality, that this is a hologram. Strange. But not impossible. This guy is already doing things that you wouldn't think. This is just from a year ago. These speeches that he gave were just a year ago. What they're already doing is it was a small device. They're able to get into a person and they're able to recreate intention in real time in the Matrix.
And here I pushed away the keyboard and I'm just tapping on the desk. I'm wearing a band on each arm and I'm typing, "All your interface are belong to us." My shout out to the 90s. And this is the future.
Now, what's truly frightening about that is that some people say that it could be used against you. It could basically get you to think a certain way, to act a certain way. I don't want to, like, focus too much on the scary stuff, because obviously the ability for this to be used for people that are paraplegics, right? You could attach a mechanical limb and now you just think and you walk as you think. It's just... I mean, it's insane and wonderful, but like any wonderful thing, can be used for evil. And what better way to control people but then to hack into their Wi-Fi signal? Because that's basically what it is. People are like, "I don't understand how this works." Well, everything's ones and zeros. Everything's information, like Thomas says. And if you could hack a Wi-Fi signal, that's why you're not supposed to put your passwords and stuff when you're at like a public place, because people could jump into that signal and then they can mess around on your computer. They could do the same thing with you. So this stuff is frightening and encouraging at the same time, and exciting, because in the grand scheme of things, once again, we're not from this place. That's the idea. Every major holy book teaches that we're not from here, we're sent here, and we're on an experience. And the idea is now to set people free from the lies they believe, because everybody's suffering. It's almost like people forgot. You know, they forgot the truth of who they are, and they died, and began to believe that they were the idea of who they think they are. That first man, almost like an avatar. Interesting, right? Come into this world. Why do you think babies are so cute walking around and so excited? Life is so cool because they're experiencing it. But then after a while, because of all the input, basically like a computer, the brain is very similar to a computer, right? They're already recreating brains online. This a year ago, they recreated like a worm.
That was a while ago. Now they're recreating whole animals. There was a series that I watched on through Hulu, which was all about this guy using this quantum computer that could, you know, could basically hack into anything on the timeline and then could digitize himself and his soul in a universe. That's what this guy's basically doing in real time already. Now, this is where it becomes like a little bit of a mystery, okay? About a year ago, the CEO of Tinker, that's like a big tech company, right? Her name was Erin Valenti. She was, she died, but no one knows why she died, because she was supposed to like be honored for, you know, a woman in excellence in this field. She went on this retreat in October. I think it was like October 1st she went out, and then like 7 days later, right, she makes a frantic call to her mom and her husband, and she's talking to them, and you know what she says to him? Now, this is somebody who would have access to the bigwigs, right? The bigwigs, like somebody like Thomas Reardon at Control Labs, like these people, would have access to them. She basically says, it's a thought experiment. We're all in the matrix. They didn't understand. Her husband, who's a psychiatrist, he's like, she doesn't have mental problems. She's a, you know, a very educated, very well-rounded person. Her mother has never known her to act this way. She goes on this conference. She goes to this retreat, this empowerment retreat, you know, where you basically hone into your skills of creation. And then she met with some friends in Silicon Valley. And next thing you know, she's calling everybody and she's flipping out, scaring people. And then like 5 days later, she's dead. She's in the back of her car, passed away. Back of her car. The car just sat there. No one knew where she was. And you know what they said? The autopsy revealed that she died of a manic episode. Yeah, they said she went crazy and died. So here's where it gets a little strange, right? This is where it gets a little interesting. Erin, before she, like one of her last posts was about this brain interface technology. She wrote, now this, she died October 14, 2019, but Erin Valenti, who was the founder of Tinker, right? This bigwig, who was about to get an award in a couple of days, has a manic episode, they say, and passes away. Stays and is like dead for like 5 days in her car. Nobody knew about it. In a nice neighborhood. It was very strange. So a lot of people, there's a lot of conspiracies out there. They're like, she uncovered something. She knew something. That's why she made the call. She's like, it's a thought experiment. None of it's real. We're all in the matrix. Conspiracies range from, you know, she was enlightened and she left, went back to where she was from. Other experiments where she was put to death because she was also involved in human trafficking. You know, she was a big proponent of helping people in that situation. Or because one of the last posts she made was about this control labs. The future of brain machine interface is non-invasive. This is what she posted. Instead of surgical implants, Control Labs uses state-of-the-art detection and machine learning to read your neurons from outside the body, to read your mind, and then throw it somewhere else or throw it back at you. Very strange. The first step will be a technology precisely picking up the signals from inside your body to control devices outside of it with a little more than a natural gesture. In other words, the idea here, and you see him showing how you can type just by thinking it, the idea here is that you can do anything you want, right? You can be anything you want. Listen to what he says about becoming an octopus.
It allows you to go and really dream and do something kind of exotic, like dream about having 8 arms and to propel yourself like an octopus. To not be victimized by your muscles.
Control Labs is pioneering something entirely new at the intersection of biology and code. He did this by assembling a rare group of scientists and technologists, PhDs in computational neuroscience, biomechanics, paired with hackers, encoders, experiments in signal processing, machine learning, and human-computer interaction and industrial diners. This guy like did everything. But the question is, neurocontrol is mind control. And that, my friends, is spooky. So when she reached out to her mom, when she reached out to her husband, and they tried to calm her down, tried to stay with her, right? She was giddy. We're all in the matrix. It's all a game, a thought experiment. Now, do I believe that we live in the matrix? I don't care. That's the truth.
I don't care. If anything, it makes me excited. If anything, it makes more sense. It explains things like the Mandela effect, right? They're just making changes to the code. Because if you have this computational power that just continues to, you're going to have these glitches. You're going to have glitches in the matrix, right? You're going to have the little Mandela effects. If you don't know what the Mandela effect is, I got a big video on it. I got a bunch of videos. I got a playlist on it. So check it out. Look, I hope that this encouraged you. I hope it just entertained you, really, and got you to think, you know what, maybe I don't got to worry too much about these troubles. Maybe it's all a game. And the end result of this game is overcoming and loving, being compassionate and helping people and knowing that with faith, all things are possible. Because let me tell you something, if they can hack that signal, well, guess what? Your signal can probably hack everything else. So you probably have a little more power over your situation than you know, especially if you get in tune with the creator of all. That's right. The one who created you. And now there's more proof than ever before. So I don't know how anybody says we can't believe that something created all of this. I love each and every one of you. I hope you do subscribe and share. So if you're watching this for the first time, please do subscribe. Hit that check for notification bell. I always got a new show. So always come back and check because you can't count on YouTube and the algorithm to remind you. Because I may be pointing out some things that they don't want you to know. Just like maybe Aaron Valente. I'm not saying that's the case. Poor thing, poor family. All right. I love each and every one of you. Hope you have the best day ever, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the East to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.